It is 7 o'clock in the morning. Rhee and Lee sleep. Their mother is in the kitchen. The mother's name is May. May is 44 years old. She is a careful woman. May cleans the kitchen before she goes to work. She is a secretary. She works 20 kilometers away from Shanghai. May usually goes to work by train. She goes outside. The railway station is nearby, so May goes there on foot. She buys a ticket and gets on a train. It takes about 20 minutes to go to work. May sits in the train and looks out of the window. Suddenly she freezes. The kettle. It stands on the cooker and she forgot to turn the gas off. Rhee and Lee sleep. The fire can spread on the furniture and then. May turns pale. But she is a smart woman and in a minute she knows what to do. She asks a woman and a man, who sit nearby, to telephone her home and tell Rhee about the kettle. Meanwhile Rhee gets up, washes and goes to the kitchen. He takes the kettle off the table, fills it up with water and puts it on the cooker. Then he takes bread and butter and makes sandwiches. Lee comes into the kitchen. "Where is my little pussycat?" she asks. "I do not know," Rhee answers. "Go to the bathroom and wash your face. We will drink some tea and eat some sandwiches now. Then I will take you to the kindergarten." Lee does not want to wash. "I cannot turn on the water tap," she says slyly. "I will help you," her brother says. At this moment the telephone rings. Lee runs quickly to the telephone and takes the handset. "Hello, this is the zoo." "And who are you?" she says. Rhee takes the handset from her and says, "Hello. This is Rhee. Are you Rhee Wang living at Garden Street 11? The voice of a strange woman asks. "Yes," Rhee answers. "Go to the kitchen immediately and turn the gas off," the woman's voice cries. "Who are you? Why must I turn the gas off?" Rhee says in surprise. "Do it now," the voice orders. Rhee turns the gas off. Lee and Rhee look at the kettle in surprise. "I do not understand," Rhee says. "How can this woman know that we will drink tea?" "I am hungry," his sister says. "When will we eat?" "I'm hungry too," Rhee says and turns the gas on again. At this minute the telephone rings again. "Hello," Rhee says. "Are you Rhee Wang who lives at Garden Street 11? The voice of a strange man asks. "Yes," Rhee answers. "Turn off the cooker gas immediately. Be careful," the voice orders. "Okay," Rhee says and turns the gas off again. "Let's go to the kindergarten," Rhee says to Lee, feeling that they will not drink tea today.
"No.
I want some tea and bread with butter," Lee says angrily. "Well, let's try to warm up the kettle again," her brother says and turns the gas on. The telephone rings and this time their mother orders to turn the gas off. Then she explains everything. At last Lee and Ree drink tea and go to the kindergarten.